This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in capital Accra. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said the relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf panap. Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. Prime Minister Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the African nation on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians.
Last evening was a deeply moving experience. Receiving your national award from my dear friend President Mahama is an honor. I will always cherish that. Is samman ke liye main 140 crore bhartiyon ki taraf se Ghana ke logon ka aabhar vyakt karta hu. I thank the people of Ghana for this honor. I dedicate it to the enduring friendship and shared values that bind India and Ghana.
Prime Minister Modi has reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago for the second leg of his five-nation tour. During his two-day visit, the Prime Minister will hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Kala, and Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar. Prime Minister will address a joint session of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services and surface-to-air missiles. Government has refuted claims that White House denied External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar's request to meet U.S. President Donald Trump due to a busy schedule. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry's fact-check account on social media termed these claims as fake news. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari inaugurated two national highways projects worth 2,456 crore rupees in Garhwa yesterday. Mr. Gadkari, who is on a visit to Jharkhand, also announced that 2 lakh crore rupees worth of highway projects will be implemented in the state, ensuring rapid development. Union Minister of State for Cooperation Krishanpal Gurjar has inaugurated the Bharat Organics Mela 2025 at the World Trade Center in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gurjar said, "The Bharat Organics Mela exemplifies how the cooperative model can empower small farmers and bring safe organic food to Indian households." He said, "Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has adopted the whole-of-government approach to bring the vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi to reality." Information and Broadcasting Ministry has proposed amendments to the policy guidelines for television rating agencies originally issued in 2014. The proposed draft has removed some restrictive provisions for media houses to allow more players to democratize and modernize the television audience measurement ecosystem in the country. Currently, Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, is the only agency providing TV ratings. The proposed amendments aim to allow multiple agencies to foster healthy competition, bring in new technologies and provide more reliable and representative data, especially for connected TV platforms. In Uttarakhand, several roads in the hilly regions, including key routes in rural areas, have been blocked by landslides triggered by heavy rains. Major disruptions have been reported on the Rudraprayag-Gaurikund route, currently blocked at Mundkatia, and the Yamunotri route, obstructed near Silai Bandh, Ujri and Banas. In cricket, Shubman Gill made history as the first Indian nation captain to score a double century in a test match in England. His brilliant 269-run innings powered India to 587 in their first innings against England on day two of the second test in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston yesterday. England lead the five-match series 1-0 after winning the first test at Headingley. And that is the end of this news bulletin.